Mayor certain ha'aros on the sugi if possible. Within the Mishnah itself, we have Rabbi Tarfa, Shor Hamasik, the Rishus Hanizak Keitzad, Nogaf, Noshach Ravat Zvoat, Rishus Harabin, Mishalim Chatzinesek. That's in, however, in Birshus Hanizak. Rabbi Tarfa Nomer, Nezek Shalem. Chachamim Omrim, Chatzinesek. And Rabbi Tarfon comes with a tiny. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Nababa Mokom Shehekel Al Hashen Varegel Virshus Arabim Shupatur, Hechmir Alehim Virshus Hanizak Oshalim Nezik Shalem, Mokom Shehechmir Hakeren Virshus Arabim Oshalim Chatzinezik, Enodin Shenachmir Alav Virshus Hanizak Oshalim Nezik Shalem, similar to Shein Varegel, Amarlo Dialov Amin Hadin Lios Kenido. That whenever we have a Nilmad and a Malamed, something which is being learnt from something which is teaching, it's enough for that which is being learnt to be like that which is the source, that which is being taught. We have a chumrah of Keren and Rishus HaRabim. We have a chumrah, in other words, and but that chumrah doesn't go beyond Chatzi Nezek. So then he tries a different approach. Amar Lehem, Afanilo Adun Keren Mikeren, and the Adun Keren Miregel. In other words, to work off of the Chumrah of Shein and Regel in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaNizak, Maba Mokom Shehekel Al Shein Varegel, Rishus HaRabim Hechmir Bekeren, Mokom Shehechmir Al Shein Varegel, Rishus HaNizak, and Odin Shenachmir Bekeren. They say, still, you can't go beyond the Dayol of Amen Hadin, Lehios Kenido. Over here, the Rashash has a very, very interesting comment. I printed it out for you. The Rashash points out, Lemando Amar Palga Niska Kenasa Nistapakti Rabbi Tarfon Bechotzer Hanizok Demeshalem Nezik Shalem Imamonohu O Kenasahu. What was the suffix over here of the Rashash in terms of how did he see the Mishnah from two different perspectives? Ima monohu o knosahu. Within the Mishnah itself, in other words, if you would be teaching this Mishnah to a group of seventh graders, right? In other words, and they were to ask you, what is this Nezik Shalem of Rabbi Tarfa? Is it Knas or is it Mamon? What would you tell the kids? You say it's a suffix of the Rashash.
Isn't Rashash referring to a different machlokas?
The Rashash is saying, we paskin palga niska kenasahu. And he says, so according to our psak, the palga niska kenasahu, is this nezek shalem of Rabbi Tarfon knas or mamon?
So like, obviously it's mamon, it's not palga.
No, you say it's knas, because it's a keren, meaning it's a keren tam, it's not.
We're dealing with a keren tam.
Right, so the fact that you pay, if we assume you hold a palga niska kenasahu, so that means that Stam Sharm Bechazkas Shimur Kami, in which case this is also Stam, so this should also be a Knas.
Right, in other words, I agree with Eli 1,000%. In other words, we have over here a Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer raises the Tashlum from one half to a whole. It doesn't change the nature of the Tashlum, it just raises it from a half to a whole. But we're dealing sof with the Kerem Tam, that the Bailim certainly couldn't, the same way they couldn't have anticipated in Rishus HaRabim there was going to be a Goring, they couldn't have anticipated in Rishus Hayachid there was going to be a goring. Namely, a Kal Vachomer is simply a Kal Vachomer takes a Chumrah that we find and in the Kal and applies it to the Chomer. So if in the Kal, if in Shein V'Regel, we have a Chumrah of Nezik Shalem, we'll apply that Chumrah to the Kal, to the Chatzi Nezik, and make it into a Nezik Shalem. But it still, the Chorah would have the same the same criteria. It would have the same nature. It would be a nezek shalem migufa. In other words, it's that's the nature of a kal vachomer. It's a technical limud. The moment that the Rashash raises a question, L'chora, he's pointed out, you could learn the Mishnah on two planes, in Rabbi Tarfon at least, within the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon could be simply pointing out, we have over here a kal vachomer, and that raises us from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem, period. Or, maybe what is Rabbi Tarfon saying when he looks at Shein V'Regel? Why is Shein V'Regel Chayav Birishus Tanizak? What do we expect of the owner in Rishus HaNizak that we don't expect in Rishus HaRabim? Sure. We expect Shmira. We expect that here he realizes you're going into someone else's Rishus. You can't behave like you're in the street. You have to behave like you're in someone else's Rishus. You just can't touch everything. You just can't, you know, move things. You can't. You have to be very, very careful where you're walking. Maybe what Rabbi Tarfon is saying is that even though Stam Shvarim Beches Kashim were Kayame in Rishus HaRabim, but the moment you go into a Rishus HaNizak over there, maybe Stam Shvarim Lav Beches Kashim were Kayame. Maybe in Rishus HaNizak we view Karen like Shein V'Regel, that we have a responsibility on the owner to watch his animal on all sides. Not only animal shouldn't eat, not only that it shouldn't stomp on the doll, but also it shouldn't gore. You have to be on your best behavior when you're in Rishus HaNizak. Namely, that we're dealing with a svara as opposed to a kal vachomer. In other words, that certainly the levush of the language of Bitarfon is the language of a kal vachomer. But maybe what's underneath the levush, underneath the external garment, is that Rabbi Tarfon over here has a svara, and then you would have mamon. Then you would have basically we're saying that in Rishus HaNizak, Karen turns into Stam Shvarim Lav Beches Kashim or Kayame, and that we have over here a Chiyuv of Nezek Shalem. Continues the Rashash, V'nira Dehave Knasa Chada Dekol Mashanu Yecholin Lomar Dayo Amrina. Namely, certainly in the eyes of Rabbanan, Rabbi Tarfon was a kal vachomer. And therefore they say dayo. You wouldn't say dayo on a svara. There's no such thing as dayo on a svara. The svara is either it's glad or it's not glad. And when we have a technical limud, yud gimel midos shatora nidreshet bahem, so everything has rules. So one of the rules of kal vachomer is that we have a din of dayo. But dayo is not, iboy seima svara, iboy seima kra. Dayo is not in the world of svara. It's only in the world of the technical crook. So clearly in the eyes of Rabbanan, Rabbi Tarfon had a kal vachomer. But what the Rashash points out is that in the eyes of Rabbi Tarfon himself, it's unclear. Okay? In other words, so just pointing out that this is an option within Rabbi Tarfon. Secondly, we have over here a ha'ara of Tosfos in the middle of Tosfos and lo adun keren mi keren. Smack in the middle, the thin lines. Tosfos asks v'yim tomar hechi ka'amri rabbanon dayo kol kal vachomer kachu debishvil chumra achrise ketana sheyesh bazeh ma she'ein bazeh yesh litein bachomer kol hachumros shebekal. The whole concept of kal vachomer is that once we establish that we have a kal and we have a chamor, then we say that the chamor should certainly have all the chumros of the kal. So if over here we establish that keren is a kal and shein v'regel is a chamor. So the moment we find one chumra in the realm of the kal, namely the chiyuv birishus harabim, so then we want to take all the chumras of the chamor and apply them to the kal. Isn't that the and over here the chumra happens to be nezek shalem, as opposed to chatzi nezek. That's one of the chumras that we have by shein v'regel. Isn't this the way all kal vachomers work? So Tosis points out I think very properly, the Ishlamar Kevan Shahumra may ain hadin shanubayin lomod shayach lomar dayo shapir. In other words, that if the chumra is in the realm that we already established that within the world of the Kal, we can't go beyond that. Namely, that since we said that the chumra of Keren was its being chayav chasi nezek in Rishus Harabim, that's the chumra of Keren, we can't go beyond that chumra of Keren when we want to bring in the other chumras of Shein V'Regel. We can bring them in from other respects, but we can't bring them in terms of the in terms of the chumra of the nidon itself. Okay, that dayo is a principle that does not allow us to change the core of what we're dealing with. It allows us to add side chumras, but not to change the core of what we're dealing with. So the Gemara wants to asks, and what does Rabbi Tarfon do with the principle of dayo? Isn't the principle of dayo a gzeiras hakasuv as well from the world of Miriam? And the Gemara says that Rabbanan and Rabbi Tarfon have a different way of learning the world of Miriam as to whether we have within the psukim a concept of the Shekhinah's being minimally seven, or we don't have anything at all about the Shekhinah in the Torah, namely whether the Kal V'chomer is being built on that which is already black and white in the Torah, or whether the Kal V'chomer is being built in the air. If the Kal V'chomer is being built in the air, as Rabbi Akiva says, we can't apply dayo. We can only apply dayo if we're dealing with the Kal V'chomer, which is within the Kosov. But the problem is, naniach, let's assume, you know, where it's everything that's in the Gemara, why would we think that if someone insults the Shekhinah, there should be Yud Dalet? All we have in terms of the concept of being put in Nidui is a concept of Tisagir Shivas Yamin. Where does the Yud Dalet, where does the 14 come in at all? Well, why? Maybe if for parents, if you insult your parents, you'll be in Nidui for 7 days. If you insult the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be in Nidui for 8 days, for 9 days. Why 14? Where do we get the double from? So over here, Tosus raises this question and offers two possibilities. One is Rabbeinu Tam, who says that we have a black and white Gemara in Nida on Lamed Aleph, that we have three partners in man. The father gives five characteristics, the mother gives five characteristics, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives 10. So if you were to insult your father or your mother, you would be in Nidui for 7 days. If you insult HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave you twice as much, you should be for 14 days. Anyone look at the Gemara over there in Nida? You trust Tosfos?
Usually.
Okay, so let's look together at the Gemara in Nida. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Shutvim Yesh Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv Ve'imo, Aviv Mazriya Haloven, Shemimenu Atzamos, Gidim, Tzipornayim, Moach Sheberosho, Loven Sheba'ayim. So far, so good. Father is giving five. Ima Mazrat Odem, Shemimenu, or Basar Basaros, Shachar Sheba'ayim. What? It appears. Or Basar Saros, Shachar Sheba'ayim. Four. So maybe let's add in Dan. Okay? So we get to five. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nosein bo ruach hu neshama ukhas tirpanim, riyas ayin, shmiyas ozen, dibur peh, hiluch raglayim, bina vahaskil.
Yeah, but you have two legs.
You have two ears as well.
You have only one shmi.
What?
But when you hear both ears at the same time, but your legs work separately from each other.
You think that's what Tosfos meant? Okay. I'm just pointing out, we should always look at Gemara. So maybe Tosfos had another gears in the Gemara, Deya Bina V'Haskel, or Mashu, because I'm not sure that Hiluch Raglayim would necessarily solve the problem, but I think it's a very creative response. Or we can say that simply that we have Kimat twice as much, or if you want to, we have more than twice as much as the mother. who only has four. So in other words, and here we have nine, and a little less than twice as much as the father. So altogether, it evens out to being twice as much. There is a third approach in the Rav Yosef Engel's Gilyonei Hashas, which is found in the Yalkut Chadash, for those who have a Yalkut Chadash in the back of their Gemaras, that he points out something very interesting. He points out V'yesh lefarish al pi haYerushalmi b'ksuvos dayo lehekde shiyehe kiflayim behedyot ayenon mechilta reish mishpatim, that the mechilta learns out ki tzikne eved ivri lahavi es hager. Rav Elazar Omer, Ein otzarech, im Yisrael oved, hager lo yavod, im Yisrael oved sheish, hager yavod shteimesre. Amris dayo lavom en adin liyos kenido. Namely, he points out that we have a rule, shekein derech had, shekein derech kishedonin chamor mikal, nos din lachamur, kfeilus hakal, lulei hasvara de dayo. That this is part of the technique or technicality of Kal Vachomer, that for lack of another criteria, we use the criteria of double, were it not to be a din and dayo. Okay, so we have over here three options. Either this is a local din within parents, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or this is, I skipped the Yesh Mefarshim. Or we have the possibility that maybe you always go to double, that we have over here a universal din. The Yesh Mefarshim, the second teretz of Tosfos, the Nokat Yudalad Yom Keneged Shnei Heskerot, Shein Hesker Pachot Mizayin Yomim, V'chein Muchach B'Tosefta de Meseches Avos. You realize we do not have a Tosefta to Meseches Avos. We have no idea what over here exactly is the source of Tosfos.
Yeah, it's the Avos Rabinatan, my Gemara tells.
Yeah, but also in Avos Rav Nosan, we don't find this. We have an Avos Rav Nosan.
This is Perek Tes.
I looked there. Okay. It's not exactly that which Tosus is quoting. Tosus says that we have, when we have units, we can have units of seven. And so the moment that we have a Chumrah, so we go to a next unit. The unit would go from 7 to 14. Okay, so we have over here then, one option which is local, one which is universal, and one which deals with situations where we have units. Moving over to the next sugya, Daf Kafayim at Aleph, they want to build another Kal Vachomer in the world of Zav. We know that the Zov of the Zav and his Rok, namely the Mashkin Hayotzin Min HaZav, they're Metame B'Maga U'B'Masa. By a person who is a Tahar, Keri, Shechvazera, is Metame B'Maga. The question is, what about the Keri of Azav? And the Gemara brings a Braisa that via Kal Vachomer, you get to Maga and Masa, and we have a Raya to Rabbi Tarfon that we don't say Dayo. We don't limit things by Dayo. The Gemara then was bothered. Where do we find such a daya? We have Malchokas Rav Elazar and Rav Yoshua. That one daya is that carries only metame in maga, and the other is that it's metame in masa simply because iefshar below tzitzuche zav, that we have actually the mashka yotze min hazav. And so the Gemara says we have a Mishnah in Kalim, we have these three dayos. How do we paskin within these three dayos? What's the din of carry of a zav? We could look at the Rambam, fine. So the Rambam says, Rok hazav v'shichvas zaro umemi raglav kol echad mishloshtan avtuma din Torah umetame bakol shehu b'maga u'b'masa. How do we see that? Harehu omer b'rok ki yorok hazav b'tahor. Okay, so Rok is going to be metame b'maga u'b'masa. What about the shichva zero? What about the keri? Umeme raglav v'shichva zero I efshar shelo yebahem tzichtzuche ziva kol shu. Passes like Rav Yoshua. In other words, that per se, the keri is only metame b'maga. But because it's impossible to filter out the zov from the keri, we may have a percentage, 1%, half a percent of zav, that brings about the tumas masa. Or it's not something which is innate in the Shechvat Zera, it's coming from the outside. The problem, of course, is for those who learned Yeridea, is that here we're dealing with lach balach, and why don't we have bitul? What happened to the world of bitul? Why do we say that there is sichsuchei zav? That's a question that was asked in the Mordechai, that the Mishnah Melech quotes, Amadati al mashakosav Mordechai b'sof chulin hikshar Rabbeinu Meshulam ala dehahid amrinan shifazera shel zav metame b'masa yev shavo suchei ziva ukahai gavna. And there's another Gemara which takes the same approach. Yevama shiroka kodam, that the Yevama has to be rokeket, rok, and in order for the chalitza to be kosher. What if she spits out blood? We say the chalitza is kosher. There must be some saliva within the dam. Ayhokaimalan, the dam bevatel rok. These are two liquids that totally mix in one with the other, lach belach, and im kein hachanami neima hachi. So if one looks in the Mordechai, later on in the Mishnah Berurah he quotes the answer, in the Mordechai itself that he's quoting, he points out, after the three stars in the Mordechai, Yesh Lomar, Bekama Biyavamos Ari Gon Shehu Be'en V'nikar Hamizbatel V'kol Davar Shehu Be'en V'nikar Lo Batel. The whole din of bitul only applies if it's enonikar, if it's going to have a separate shade, a different texture, that's not going to be batel. Okay, that's the question of mitzius. Iname leka lememar bitul berov ela bedavar shaya nikar bifnei atzmo tchila v'achar kach nisarev avol davar shetchilas biyaso la'ola me'urav bahem kegomba babakama v'yavamos leka lememar de batel. That when we're dealing with, we have two liquids. I have a jar of dam, and I have a cup of blood, and I pour the blood into. I have a jar of blood, and I have a cup of saliva, and I pour the saliva into the blood. Barur that it's going to be bato. Each of them stood davar bifnei nikar bifnei atzmo tchila v'acharkach. Nisarev. Masha'enken, if it enters into our world of perception, when it comes out of the mouth of the woman, it's already mixed blood and saliva. When it comes out of the organ of the man, it's already mixed with ziva and shichvat zera, then there's no din of bitul. What's the svara behind this skillet, that only if something was nikar bifnei atzmo, only if something is nikar bifnei atzmo, then we say the din of bitul. If it's eno nikar bifnei atzmo, then there's no din of bitul. Yes?
It's that it didn't have its shade prior to...
Correct.
Like it went straight. It's like a lemon, it's a sugar, or a salad.
It has applications to Hilchos Shavuos. You're correct. It has applications to many areas. But what over here does it tell us about bitul? Yes.
Could it be similar to the Ran Svara about you clash? That requires a clash of one thing has to override the other. But here, since it never had its own atzmius because it was never nikar. So
correct. That's the way the Rav understood that. Bitul means that the minority takes the identity of the majority. But it means that you had to have a majority and a minority. You had to have an overwhelming identity that would override the independent identity. If there was never an overwhelming identity, if there was never a rov bifnei atzmo, then we can't speak about the world of bitul. Okay, so that over here comes into our sugya as well. Okay, then the Gemara on Daf Kafei Amudeis looks for another Kal Vachomer to see if we have a din of Dayo, and moves over to the world of Mapatz, moves over to a mat. that the Gemara has a unique limud that a mat becomes tameh in oel hames. Why need a unique limud? Because it's not a beged, and it's not or, and it's not, according to Rashi, a kli eitz, right? The Rashi, third line, mapatz v'meis menayin shemetameh, fi shenemar me'meit gabe midyan v'chol beged o kli eitz, v'zeh eino b'chol beged, v'lo b'chol or, v'lo b'chol kli eitz, menayin sh'afilu hu metameh be'oel hames. And the Gemara then learns it out from the world of Pachim Ketanim. Okay. Why is a mapatz not a kli eitz? What is this mat made out of, if not reeds? It's made out of reeds. Where do reeds grow? They're gedulei karka. Why is this any different than that which is made out of vines of grapes? L'chora, that's considered to be eitz. In other words, why over here? What over here is the chisaron in the mapatz? So here we have a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos in Shabbos says pirish bekuntrus mayri b'mapatz shel eitz einira b'rabenu tam. In other words, had the mapatz been made out of vines, eitz, hapshute kli eitz yesh lehem tara b'mikva kenemucha perakama desuka the amar mita mita heres evarim, you could take a bed apart and be metarid, umuki la bepshute kli eitz kamo aruka shnei kraayim, that a vine in achinami would be considered to be an eitz, and if the mapatz were made from vines, it would be a kli eitz. What then is the chisaron over here? Omer Rabbeinu Tam hacha b'mapatz shel shifa v'shel gemi ein lahem shum tuma. Etc. Namely, this is not defined, according to Tosfos, as eitz. That reeds are not eitz. Leaves are not eitz. Only the branches are eitz. And as opposed to the continuity of the branches, or that which takes the place of the branches, simply leaves, that's not considered to be eitz. So if we have a kli eitz with a base kibul, that's mekabel tuma midoraisa. Pshute kli eitz are mekabel tuma midrabana. The gemi and the shifa are not kli eitz at all, neither midoraisa nor midrabana. What Tosfos points out is that we have a unique halacha that they're mekabel tumas medras. Tumas medras, that you can lie down on a mat, and that's a separate tuma. That's exeris hakosuv of kol hamishkav. But what comes out from Tosfos is that that is not going to help you in a mikveh. To be metayer something in a mikveh, it has to be a kli eitz, either d'oraisa or drabana. When we speak about a mikveh in kli midyan, we're dealing with kli eitz. This, in other words, we have kli eitz with a base kibo, that's kli eitz midoraisa. Pshute kli eitz are kli eitz midrabanan. The mapatz is neither, and therefore it has no tahara in a mikveh. That's Tosfos's bottom line. We look at the Rambam in Kelim, in Perek Aleph Hochi Yigimel. The Rambam says, "Kol kelim ha'asuya min haguma u'min ha'arava u'min ha'konim u'mikapos tmarim u'min ha'alim v'hasrigim klipe ilanos ha'chalaf etc. Hakol bichlal kli ha'etz shehakol gadol min ha'aretz keitz." He disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam head on. So it appears that anything which is made from reeds should be a kli eitz. And yet the same Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos writes, "Hamapatz eno bichlal hakelim hamekablim shar kol hatumos lefish eno kli kibel eno bichlal kli eitz hamurim batora v'hoil v'uroy lemishkav as tumas medras bilvad v'kevan she'en lo tuma v'tahara beferush v'nisraba lo tuma only by medras, there's no tahara in a mikvah ela bekelim hamurim batora v'en lematzas tahara." So the question is, what over here is going on. In other words, the Rambam went out of his way in Hilchos Kelim to point out that the material of the Mapatz is Eitz. So why shouldn't the Mapatz be able to be considered to be a Kli Eitz? Why is it any worse than any other Pshute Kli Eitz? So the Ravid over here points out, Amar Avram Harbe Devarim Vadayin Lo Hishma. Something's missing in the Rambam. Maybe it's there, but it's certainly hidden in the words of the Rambam. And how does the Ravid and Rav Moshe, how do they all understand the Rambam? According to Tosfos, the Chisaron of Hamapatz is that it's not eights. According to the Rambam, it's eights. He says black and white. It's eights, but what is it not? It's not a kli. Avol Hamapatz eino kli velo beged velo maaseizim velo babichlo. Namely, the Torah requires the kli eights. What's the chisaron in a mapatz? According to Tosfos, it's not an eights. According to the Rambam, it is an eights, but it's not a kli. It's not a kli. This is where Rav Moshe points out over here. Hinei be'etzam hadin lo nechleku. Tosfos and the Ravid. L'travayu pshute kli eitz yesh lehem tuma. Kagon the chazal midrasos yesh lehem tara. However, mapatz shushal shipa v'gemi ein lo tara b'mikva. But why? That's the machlokas. According to Tosfos, v'shel shipa v'gemi, af im hu kli, avol eno memine hakelim shenemru b'kra. We're missing the right material. V'tumaso hu, only learned out from kol ha-mishkav. And that's not enough to bring you into the world of mikvah. Ula ha-ravid, as the Ravid, again, is not cholik on the Rambam, he's simply explaining the Rambam. Shifa v'gemi namihein min eitz. As the Rambam paskind in Hilchos Kelim. And there's no Ravid over there who disagrees. But the Chisaron hu aval enam b'tsuras kli. Lachain, afshem etamim, it's only for medras as a separate gzeras akosav, but it doesn't come under kli eitz. Ramosha posits that were we to have a mat made out of twigs, that according to Tosfos, this would have Tahara in a mikvah? Well, according to the Ravid, it wouldn't. In other words, according to the Ravid, the form of a mat is not a kli. Might not even know what it's made out of. If, and according to the Ravid, twigs and reeds are all one and the same. But the problem is the form. Mashenken, according to Tosas, the problem is not the form, the problem is the material. Reeds are not eights, but twigs are eights. So we would, it would be a double machlokas. What over here is the reason that the Mapatz does not have Tara in a mikveh? Is it a lack of eitz or a lack of kli? Okay, on Daf Kafei Amudeis, the Tap Tosfos points out Mapatz b'meis ha'ada amrinan b'kol duchtin kol ha'metamei medras metamei t'mei meis mehacha nafka. Tosfos understands that our sugya, the Kal v'chomer mipachim ketanim, is the source that anything, not only over here, not only the Mapatz, anything which is metame b'medras would also be metame b'meis. Namely, that we're dealing with over here a limud that would be meaningful on a Doraisa plane. Look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kelim, Kaf Gimel Aleph, ha-mapatz hu ha-machtzela she'orgin osa min ha-chavol min ha-suf u-min ha-guma kayotze bo. Ve'ein ha-mapatz bichlal kelim ha-murim b'torah. So over here, the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim Perakaf Gimel says exactly what the Ravid points out in Hilchos Mikvos, that the mapatz is not a kli. It's made of eitz, but it's not a kli. Va'afal pikein mistamehu b'medras din Torah, because we have this gzeres ha-kosuv kol ha-mishkav. V'zeroi l'mishkav v'osilo. V'chein, mistame b'meis ushar tumos midivrehen kekol pshute kli eitz kemoshe bi'arnu. Zehaklal kol she mistame b'medras mistame b'shar tumos. Namely, as opposed to Tosos, who views that we have over here this principle that everything which is mistame b'medras and mistame b'meis is built on this Kal v'chomer of the Gemara as a Doraisa, the Rambam learns it out as a Din Drabanan, learning out from Pshute Kli Eitz, not as a principle Doraisa. Okay, that's what we have in terms of the the kal v'chomers that are brought from the outside to try and find a partner for Rabbi Tarfon. Then the Gemara returns from the bottom of Kafeim and Beis to the world of Nezikin and points out that why don't we have a kal v'chomer to be mechayev shein v'regel in Rishus HaRabim. Correct? Tehei shein v'regel chayev b'Rishus HaRabim kal v'chomer. Ma kerem b'Rishus HaNizok eina meshamil chatzi nezek b'Rishus HaRabim chayeves shein v'regel sh'b'Rishus HaNizok meshamil nezek shalem eino din sh'b'Rishus HaRabim chayev. Amar kra ubir b'stei acher v'lo b'Rishus HaRabim. We had a very, very basic machlokas as to why Shein and Regel are Pater and Rishus HaRabim between the Rosh and the Rif. Right? What is Masha from this Gemara? Like which Perush? Like the Rosh. Right? According to the Rif and the Rambam, we pointed out that Shein and Regel are Pater and Rishus HaRabim because Orche, because it's a Svara. What did you expect the owner of the animal to do? Masha'en can, according to the Rosh, it's Xeris HaKosef. This Gemara, the Chora, certainly mashma like the Rosh. Then on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara wants to take it to the other direction. Mi de kuli amrinan, palgo ka amrinan. That perhaps Shein v'Regel should be chayev in Rish. I'm sorry, the third line. Lo tehe Shein v'Regel chayevis b'Rishus HaNizok ela chatzi nezek kavachomer. From Karen. Tosus over here. Points out. Miyim Tomar, second Tosvos. Hodam ar kaspo shel zevo, kaspo shel acher. Yeshlamar de ein lemai mikaspo lachatzin nezek. At this point, to the Gemara, shemishtalim migufo, the kaspo shel zeh chatzin nezek migufo, velo shel acher. V'kan im haya b'chotzer hanizok chatzin nizok, have mishtalim min ha'aliyah. In other words, the Tosa says that this chatzin nezek that we want to learn out for Shein v'Regel in Rishus HaNizok would be different than the havamina that we had earlier, that maybe there would be chatzin nezek in Rishus HaRabim. Chatzin Nezek in Rishus HaRabim will be learned out from Karen. That would be Chatzin Nezek Migufo. Over here, we're talking about Chatzin Nezek Min Ha'aliyah. Again, that when we learn a Kal V'Chomer, we're going to transfer that which we have. We're not going to change the nature of that which we have. So if Shein V'Regel in Rishus HaNizok is considered to be Mishali Min Ha'aliyah, not Migufo, even if we move down to Chatzin Nezek, it would still be chatzin nezek min ha'aliyah, like by tsroros, right? That even if the payment goes down to chatzin nezek, but it would remain not migufo but min ha'aliyah. It would remain mamon as opposed to knas. Okay. Then the Gemara suggests v'yehi adam chayev bekofer mi kal v'chomer, and the Gemara says kamash malan we have exeris hakasuv that only a behemah is chayev in kofer, not an adam. Isn't an Adam Chayav Misa? What happened to the world of Kama Midrama Minei? Why would the Gemara have a Havamina? That an Adam would be Chayav Kofer, Mikal V'Chomer? So we dealt with this, right? Back on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Tosfos pointed out that there's no Kama Midrama Minei by Kofer. Why? Do you recall? So we quoted a Tosfos in Ksuvos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Yeshlamar the Shiny Shogeg de Truma Mishum de Tashlum and Didei Kapara Velo Mamona. In other words, that when we're dealing with a Kapara, then there's no din of Kamei Bidurabine. Kamei Bidurabine is takes off a Chi of Mamo, not a Chi of Kapara. And Lachora Kofer is a Kapara. So Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph pointed out that there's not going to be Kamei Bidurabine in terms of kofir, that we view it as a kapara. The problem is, and this we raised last time, but we really didn't answer, is just want to offer a direction, is that we have a din of someone who eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach. Namely, he's over on an Isur Kares, eating chametz on Pesach, and when there's an Isur Kares, we have a din of Nechunya ben Akona that takes off Tashlumei Mamon, right? And it says that therefore he is pater from Me'ila. Even though it's chametz of hekdesh, he's pater from Me'ila because he's chayev kares. But what is Me'ila? The chayev is keren, chomesh, and asham. Isn't that also a kapara? In other words, why do we distinguish between tashlumei truma? That we say tashlumei truma, you just can't give money. You have to pay back. If an animal, if you ate fruit, pay back fruit. You ate vegetables, pay back vegetables. It's a kapara. So tashlumei truma, we say, is a kapara, and therefore there is no kamei midravnei. Even though me'ila is also a kapara, keren v'chomesh, the chomesh is also a kapara, we say there is kamei midravnei. So last time when we learned this, we just left it as a question. Perhaps, I checked back to my notes here for Buchenstein, he wanted to say that there are two types of kapara. Clearly, when we're dealing with a payment of kapara, you're dealing with value, and you're dealing with kapara. So sometimes we'll say that just like you can have a kapara with golos, you can have a kapara with a korban, you can have a kapara with misa, so also you can have a kapara with tashlumin. Namely, basically we're dealing over here with a kapara, just that the means of the kapara is payment. But it's basically a kapara. Or we could say, no, basically you're paying money, but this payment also has an aspect of kapara attached to it. And that perhaps when you pay for truma, it's basically a kapara which happens to have monetary value. Me'ila is basically monetary value which happens to be a kapara. How do we know which is which? So the answer is, it depends. Can you be mochel? Can a kohen be mochel on tashlumei truma? Someone ate truma b'shogeg. Can the Kohen be Mochel? What if the Kohen himself, when he was Tameh, ate Truma? He has to pay. There's no Mechila, it's a Kapara. Can Hekdesh be Mochel? Can Hekdesh be Mochel on the Chomesh? The answer is, yeah, that the Gizbor of Hekdesh has the right to be Mochel on the Chomesh. What about Kofir? Can the Nizak be Mochel on Kofir? So that's a black and white Tosos I sent you to on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. That, yeah, that there is Mechila. I'm sorry, there's no Mechila by Kofir. Let's look together on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. My love v'kofer. Mm-hmm. Next to the last line, v'kofer ein yochol limchol. Kofer ein yochol limchol. So kofer is like in the realm of truma. Namely, we're dealing over here with a kapara that simply takes the form of money, but it's basically a kapara. There's no kamei midravnei. In me'ilah, we're dealing with money that also serves as a kapara. There is kamei midravnei, and there is mechila as well. Okay, all of this is within Tosus. Rashi, however, Kaner was bothered by the same issue, and Rashi says that the Adam Chayev Bekofer. Rashi says, it's the sixth line of Rashi down from the top, seventh line, Yehei Adam Chayev Bekofer, Kagon Bemezid Lo Asrube, Delesa Bar Katala, Velo Bar Golos. We're talking about a person who's not going to be chayev misa. And that's why the Gemara asks he should be chayev on kofir. What question can you ask on Rashi? Come on, the drabinate is only when you're going to be chayef nisa. We have a ton of the vechizkia that even chiyevei misos shogegim are chayev. We apply the din of coming midrabinah. We apply the patur of money. What did Rashi solve by giving us an ukimta where there is no chiyuv misa? So here, this would take us back, if you recall, to our chakira in the world of coming midrabinah. Do we say coming midrabinah that the rabbinah, the moment that you're nidon de misa, that it's as though you paid? You're giving everything that you have. You're giving your life, kavachomer, you're giving over all of your nechasim, or do we have over here a ptur, that when we have such a chiyuv of misa, you're potter from tashlumin? Do we view it as though you paid already, or do we say that we have a ptur? So here it's very, very possible that we could distinguish that when we're dealing when you're actually chiyuv misa, so then we'll say, then it's as though you paid. When we're dealing with a situation where you're tana de bechizkiya, that's a ptur from tashlumin. So yitachin, that the ptur of tashlumin applies only to mamon, but not to kapara. Okay, so we can understand that that the moment that Rashi gets us to a case where there's no chiyuv misa, then it raises the possibility of still having kofir as a kapara. Okay, those are the he'arot that I wanted to be mayor on the sugya. We'll return to the classic world of Nezikin. Linader on next Monday, if you can pass these out. We'll deal with the world of Adam Muad La'olam in the realm of Nezikin and in the realm of Arba Dvarim, of Nezik Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes, namely to learn the Mishnah and the Gemara down to where you have the base of the Ein Mishpat. About 8 lines into the Gemara on Daf Kafav Amadeus. It's not very much Gemara. We're in the Gemara, of course, with Rashi and Tosfos. But over here, we have a slew of Rishonim who deal with what does it mean to speak about Muad La'olam. Is La'olam without any possibility of a Ptur? What are the parameters? So we already spoke out outside the Ramban and Tosfos. I'd like to see them inside. But to start with the Hakdama of the Nemukei Yosef. The Nemukei Yosef al Atar gives a very, very glut direction, which Bechorah is neither Tosfos nor the Ramban. And so to start with the Nemukei Yosef, move with Tosfos and the Ramban, and what we didn't see was the Ramban. How does the Ramban hold in Adam Muad La'olam, like the Nemukei Yosef, like Tosfos or the Ramban? We'll see the Rambams. And then we'll deal with the world of Arba Dvarim. That's the Tab Tosfos over here on, the second Tosfos, Shmamina Tarte, on Daf Kavav Medeis, and the Rambam in Hilchos Chovah L'Maaseh. Okay, that will be Emes Hashem for Yom Rishon. And then the Lineder, we'll still have Yom Revi'i, and then again Yom Rishon, and then Yom Revi'i. So we shouldn't have a problem finishing the parak, Emes Hashem. Okay.
Thank you very much.